Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 11 through 16. And let's go here for a moment. There we go. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Great Shepherd. Is he your great shepherd?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. And Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Once again, I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Great Shepherd. Are you there at John chapter 10? And let's go to the Word of God. And it reads, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Verse 13, the hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. That says a lot. That if you pay someone to do things, you may not get what you bargained for. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd. Say that with me. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. I want you to just look at verse 16 one more time. It says, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, you are that fold that he will bring. Come on. That's right. That's right. You see, Jesus was talking not just about the present, but he was also talking about another fold that would come. And 2,000 years later, you and I are now part of his sheepfold. Can I get an amen? By faith. And so God is doing the miraculous in our life. God is raising us up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. God has pulled us. He drew you and I out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now we are the children of God. Now we are the people of God. Praise God. Now, I want you to look at this right here. King David understood what a good shepherd does. King David understood that thoroughly. Now, let's go to Psalms 23, 1 through 6. Very familiar verse of scripture. They use this verse of scripture a lot of times at funerals, when celebrations. Hello? But let's look at this right now. In Psalms 23, 1 through 6, let's read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie in my own green pastures. Look at that. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Say that with me. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for what? His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let's look at verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let me just pause there right now for a moment. Many of us, before and after we got saved, we had enemies. Can I get amen? I'm hoping right now in your saved life, you don't have any more. Can I get amen? But let me just say this. The enemy's relentless. Can I get amen? The enemy, he's ongoing. He will come and buffet you every now and then. That's right. He will remind you that he's still around. But God has prepared a table even before him. Can I get an amen? God will fight your battle. God will bless you. God will put his shield and buckler around you. God will rebuke the devourer. He will rebuke the sickness. Hallelujah. He'll cause your finances to increase by faith. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes. See, the enemy wants to take you out. But God said, not so. God said, not so. I am with you. Can I get an amen? Let's go back to the word and finish that off. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. How many of you right now, your cup runneth over? Come on. Come on. How many of you can say, your cup runneth over? Surely, look at this. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell. Say that with me. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Come on, you got to be excited about your salvation. I'm excited. Hallelujah. That he delivered me. Hallelujah. He sanctified me. He set me apart. Hallelujah. And he's doing a beautiful thing in your life. Can I get amen? So let's go back here and let's look at this for a moment. King David perceived the shepherd about whom he wrote as one who could meet all his needs and demonstrated it in the compound names of Jehovah. So we're going to focus on the word Jehovah. We're not talking about Jehovah Witnesses, okay? Okay? You know, if a Jehovah Witness came knocking at your door, that's okay. Say, you know what? I'm the original Jehovah Witness. That's right. You tell them. You tell them why? Because Jehovah is Jesus. Yeah. Hello, who they refute. Now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. I want you to look at the names that are mentioned in the Old Testament. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is my what? Provider. I think we sing that song every now and then, don't we? Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Hallelujah. How many of you has he healed? Oh, come on. That's right. Jehovah Shammah. Man, every time I see Brother Felipe, he's always saying Shammah. Now I know why he says Shammah. You know why? He goes, the Lord is there. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. And Jehovah Sitkenu. The Lord our righteousness. Amen. So let's look at this for a moment. The Lord is my shepherd. That is Jehovah Roy. Jehovah Roy. And so we all know that Jesus is the good shepherd. Can I get amen? Amen. And so saints, the Jews of Jesus' day understood that Jehovah was the true shepherd of Israel and that they were his flock. His flock. He alone was the good shepherd who cared for the sheep. But hear me out. Many false shepherds had come pretending to have the people's best interests in mind, only to take advantage of them for their own selfish profit. You see, they had scattered the flock of Israel and left most of them wounded and defenseless before their enemies. Some had even feigned to be the Messiah. Many of them were false claims that they were the Messiah, only to find out that they had to die too. Can I get amen? But not for us and not for them. They just got killed. Praise God. And so some of them, not only to be discredited, leaving the people disillusioned, skeptical of the promise of the Messiah. Now, when Jesus asserted himself as the good shepherd who would give his life for the sheep, he was claiming to be Jehovah God. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many believe that Jesus is the good shepherd? Well, let's look right up here and look at this. In John 10, 14 through 16, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Say that with me. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. Hallelujah. Every one of you that are here and listening, we are his sheep. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. And I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and they will be one flock and one shepherd. Let me just say this. Remember your BC years? Listen, we didn't have a mind to praise God. We didn't even know how to worship God. But when Jesus supernaturally quickened us, gave us a mind to be saved, he gave us a heart to repent, he made us come alive. And then he gave us the ability to repent. We didn't know how to repent. People used to always tell me in my BC years, man, you're going to get caught, this and that. I said, man, just get out of my face. I don't want to hear it. But when God touched my life, he quickened me. He allowed me to see my sin. You see, when you're living in darkness, you cannot see your sin. But when the light comes and the light shines a bright light on your heart, God will start revealing those issues of your heart. And once he starts revealing those issues, now he's slowly moving upon you to give you a heart of repentance. And then you will see the cross. And once you see the cross, you will gravitate to the cross. You will embrace the cross like no other time in your life. And then once you cry out and repent, he washes you in his blood. Praise God. And once he washes you in his blood, then he fills you with his spirit. Praise God. You see, the sin nature has to be dealt with before he will come inside that person. That's right. God has to wash you and cleanse you with his blood. Now his Holy Spirit can live within this body of flesh that still wants to sin. I hope you know that. But the original sin he dealt with at the cross. Can I get amen? Praise God. And so, let's look at this for a moment. Jesus is the chief shepherd. Say that with me. Jesus is the chief shepherd. So, saints, when Jesus declared that he had all power in heaven and earth, Jesus identified himself as God. How many believe that Jesus is God? Amen. Amen. Praise God, because he is. Jesus Christ indeed demonstrated authority and judgment as God manifested in the flesh. Moreover, one day he will return in the power and authority of his Father to establish his kingdom on earth. That is going to be the millennial reign. How many can't wait for that to come? Listen, we're not going to have these same bodies. I hope you know that. That's right. Man, there are some mornings, man, I can't even get up. My wife will walk in, are you still alive? Oh, yes. I'm not 32 no more. I'm not 21 no more. Where you were, I used to think I was on top of the mountain. Yeah, I can conquer anything, right? Man, those days are gone. This is why we need the new body, right? That's right. My young brother right here, enjoy your youth right now. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Say, oh, God, thank you. You won't be saying that 50 years from now. You'll be saying, Lord, take me home. You see, the Apostle Peter referred to Jesus at his second coming as the chief shepherd. It's in Scripture. Let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at that. In 1 Peter 5:4, and when the chief shepherd, see that right there? And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive what? The crown of glory that does not fade away. Aren't you so blessed? You're going to receive a crown of glory. Now, I don't know what that looks like. All I know, it's going to be God's best. And whatever is best from him is best for me. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. I'll take it. Yes, I'll take it. Praise God. All others who serve as pastors and teachers and wonderful men and women of God, we're just under shepherds. Jesus is the chief shepherd. Can I get amen? Now, let's look at this for a moment. The shepherd will provide. And it's Jehovah Jireh. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I need you to listen to this. When Abraham, by faith, was ready to offer up his son Isaac, on the altar of sacrifice, God, he intervened. Can I get an amen? And provided a substitute ram, which was caught by his thorns in the thicket. Hearing the voice of God, Abraham looked up and saw the ram, which he offered gladly instead of his son. Thus Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Amen. How many believe that God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory? Huh? Look at this. He supplies our needs. Can I get amen? Amen. Yes, he does. He does. Saints, the greatest need of mankind. If I ask that question, what is the greatest need of mankind? Love. You just throw anything out.
Love.
Love. What else? Yeah, I was ready to say food. The greatest need of mankind is salvation. Can I get amen?
Amen?
You see, my friends, fallen man is under the condemnation of sin and death without the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We need the blood. Can I get amen? We need to be washed in the blood. That's right. Through the incarnation, God was able to give his only begotten son to what? Achieve mankind's redemption through the Lamb, through Jesus Christ. And he was given to die for our place, for us. Listen, we all deserve to hang on a cross. I hope you know that. But God did it for us. How many are so blessed to know that he did it for you and I?
Yes.
For one purpose.
Yes. Thank you.
And that's to live with him forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how much for God so loved the world that he what? He gave his only begotten son. That whoever believes in him shall not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. See, for God he did not come into the world to condemn the world. The world was already condemned. He came to this world to save us. Thank you, God. See, a lot of people have a misconception of God. Oh, he's up there with a bat ready to beat me on the head. No, my friends. He came to this earth to die an ungodly death for you and I. There's a ransom that he had to pay through the blood. He bought us back from the devil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
That's right. Now we are the children of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Listen what King David wrote. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Let me just ask this. Since you've been birthed out of your mother's womb, have you ever been begging for bread? No. Why? Because since we were conceived in our mother's womb, he has watched over us. That's right. He has blessed you. He's kept you alive even till this day. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Why? Because his hand was upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Paul wrote to the Philippian church, and my God, say that with me, and my God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches and glory. Praise God through Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You see, let's look at this for a moment. The shepherd leads besides what? Still waters. Still waters. Let me just say this. Since I've been saved, I've been through many afflictions, trials and tribulations, but one thing that I must admit, through it all, he has given me peace.
Yes. Yes.
He has given me peace through it. That's right. And because of the oppression of the Midianites, Gideon, you know who Gideon is, he crouched in fear while threshing grain behind the wine press. And then suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared to him and commissioned him to fight against Midian. When Gideon perceived that he had been visited by an angel of God, he was in great fear lest he should die. And so during those times in the Old Testament, they were fearful, especially when they saw an angel. How many of you ever seen an angel? Okay. Praise God. I heard some angels are giant, the ones with the flaming swords. Those guys I don't want to look at. Just be invisible and stay around me. That's all. Praise God. And so let's look at this for a moment. It's mentioned right here in Judges 6:23-24. Then the Lord said to him, "Peace be with you." Say that with me. Peace be with you. Do not fear. You shall not die. So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called the Lord is peace. To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abizarites. Praise God. I pronounced that name correctly. So we have to look at it like this. Jesus is our peace today. Can I get an amen? Is he our peace?
Yes.
He's also Jehovah Shalom.
Yep, that's it.
The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my peace. I have scripture to back that up. Look what Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and what?
Sound.
A sound mind." Praise God. You know, listen. Ever since God delivered me 32 years ago, he has given me my mind back. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, man, he saved me from the guttermost to the uttermost. Praise God. Many of you have testimonies that you can just give God praise and glory. How many of you in your BC years were running amok? No. Come on. You guys came out of the womb. Praise the Lord. Huh? You came out saying hallelujah. You guys came out screaming for your mama, "I'm hungry. I'm hungry." That's right. You see, saints of God, the good shepherd knows that his people, what they need to drink. He knows where to put us in places where peace could be upon us. Listen, wherever your home is, wherever you're at, wherever your locale is, God has given us his peace. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. You see, the peace of the Lord brings comfort and quietness. Not from this world's rushing streams of anxiety and fear. No matter how dark the clouds that brought over the thoughts, we can find peace in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Look what Jesus said. He said, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." Say that with me, this last phrase. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Listen, God is for us. Who could be against us? That's right. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be upon us. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. Listen, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, with his power, with his anointing, with his strength, let me tell you, the devils have to flee. Can I get an amen? When you walk into a dark place, hallelujah, the light comes in and the dark has to go. When you walk in a place, the devils have to fly. Can I get amen? That's right. Why? Because a man or a woman of God comes into that room lit up in the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have something that the world wants. We have something that the world don't have. And we have something, hallelujah, to bring good news to them. That you too can walk in the anointing. That you too can be saved and set free. Can I get an amen in the house? Well, we find out too that the shepherd restores. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you just go back into your heart of hearts or go back into the recess of your mind and just remember the things that God delivered you from? Come on. Listen. If we were to put some of those things on the screen, we'd all run. I'd be the first one out the door. That's right. Why? Because some of those things were ugly, huh? No, not ugly. They were oogly. Oogly. That's right. Some things you don't even want to mention over the pulpit or even amongst your brothers and sisters. And yet God delivered us. He washed us. He cleansed us. He gave us a new nature. He gave us a new person. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. That's right. And so God miraculously led the people of Israel through the Red Sea on dry ground and caused the waters to come crashing down on Pharaoh and his army. And that's what Jesus did for us. When God saved us, he crushed the head of Satan. Can I get amen? That's right. No longer does Satan have dominion over us. Hallelujah. We are now in heavenly places. Thank you, God. We are now the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We're the born again church. Hallelujah. Heaven bound. Hallelujah. And a hell to shun. Come on, you got to believe what God has done for you. So if God is for us, who can be against us? Can I get amen?
Amen.
Never think for one moment that we're defeated, because we're not. We have victory because of the cross. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Thank you, God. Our healer. That's right. I don't know if you knew, but back in the day, before I came to Christ, I was like Brother G. Man, I miss Brother G. We got to pray for Brother G to come back.
Amen.
But this is Brother G's 101. He would say, I was toe up from the flow up. That's Paradise Hills lingo. But many of us, we were down and out, huh? I tell you what, you ever watch a boxing match and you get dropped and here comes the ref, he's starting to count you out. Man, we got up at 9. With wobbly knees, we got up. Hallelujah. And then we won the fight. Praise God. Through Christ. Come on. Jesus was with us. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so, saints, there are times in our lives when God tests us to prove our faith in him. When we murmur and complain instead of calling on him for guidance and direction, we bring shame and sorrow on ourselves. God wants us to turn our sorrow into joy. Can I get amen? If only we call on his name through faith, God will deliver us. God will do the miraculous, right? You see, the Old Testament identified what Jesus did for us. It was a foreshadow. It was prophesied by Isaiah. Let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded. Say that with me. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was what? Upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. It's even mentioned in the New Testament. Look at 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. This is why we have the cross right here to remind us. It was Jesus that hung on that tree. Can I get amen? That we, having died to sins, might live for what? Righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. Praise God. It was God. It was Jesus all by himself. Saints, as our healer, Jesus will respond to the fervent, effectual prayers of a righteous man or woman of faith. All you have to do is have a measure of faith, and you can move a mountain. How many of you right now have mountains in your lives? Did I hear someone say there's a Mount Everest in front of me? The Himalayan mountains are in front of me. Well, let me just say this. God can move them. Can I get amen? Is anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? The gifts of healing will operate in a healthy body of faithful believers who have been empowered by the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? We have a power living within us that the world has no clue. Listen, this is not just ink on pages. When you become born again, the Spirit of God comes in and you can tangibly now feel his presence in you. Can I get amen? This is not a figment of your imagination. This is the real deal. Praise God. He comes alive into our soul and he causes us to walk in his ways. It is the power of God that allows us to walk in sanctification, to walk in holiness. The Bible's clear in Hebrews, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so what does that mean? It means that when you get saved, You become holy through the righteousness of Christ by faith. Isn't that something? What a blessing, huh, to know that it is His power, His blood, His Spirit that works in us and through us. Look what it says in the book of James right up here. Look at this. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray what? For one another. It don't say complain with one another. It doesn't say to slander one another. It says what? Pray for one another that you may be healed. If you're not praying for one another, I don't see no other scripture that says, "Well, I'm going to heal you." No, pray for one another. In other words, you're lifting them up. You're helping them. You are sharing your faith. You're building their faith to know. Praise God. Praise God. Look, COVID's still around, and there's some people that are still getting COVID and everything, but we need to pray for them. Someone prayed for us. Can I get an amen? That you may be healed. Why? Because the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what? Avails much. Praise God. Look what King David wrote in Psalms. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who what? Forgives all your iniquities. That means all your sins. Who heals all your diseases. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I don't care what you may have. I don't care what the doctor says.
That's right.
That's right. God has the last answer.
Yes, he does.
Real quickly, I just want to share this. I had just gotten saved, and I was working at Western Lumber, and me and Jose Lopez, this is one of my co-workers, and God had just saved me. And prior to that, me and Jose, we used to go party, man. We used to go to the clubs, did all that. And then God saved me, radically saved me. And no longer, we all had, in the lumber yard, we had like a little boom box. You know, and I used to play 92.5. You know, the soul music, you know. And there wasn't too much rapping back then. But, you know, it was R&B stuff. And, man, I used to blast it, right? And then one day, after I got saved, I put on K-Praise. And the word of God was coming out. Man, 60 people in that yard, man, they all went and complained. Tell that guy to put that stuff, tell him to not be preaching in the yard and blah, blah. And, you know, I would get that kind of persecution. But my friend Jose, he was like standing far from me, but he couldn't understand what was happening. Then one day, I didn't see him for like a week. Then I didn't see him for 2 weeks. We were going on the third week. And I was, you know, the supervisor had given me someone else to help me. So I went in the office and I spoke to Frank Lococo. He was the supervisor at Western Lumber. I go, "Hey, Frank, where's Jose?" He goes, "Oh, Fee, we're going to have a meeting." I go, "Well, what happened to him?" He said, "He's in the hospital right now and he has stomach cancer." And right away, I felt God speaking to me. Go pray for him. Go pray for him. So a brother that I was so blessed to lead to the Lord, his name was Sal Corona. I go, "Sal, we need to go pray for Jose. Let's go pray for him." And so 4 o'clock came. We punched out. We prayed. I'm telling you, when we got to the parking lot in the Chula Vista, you know, on 8th Street, there's the mall and then there's a hospital right across the street. And we got into the parking lot and we prayed and the anointing fell on us. Man, the joy of the Lord was all over us. And so we walk into his room and he had this hose going down his throat. He had all kinds of gadgets on him, you know, the monitors and monitoring his blood, his heartbeat and everything. And so Sal went on that side, and I came on the other side. And I didn't call him Jose. His name was, to me, and back to me, was Compa. And I said, "Compa, what's going on here?" And he, you know, he couldn't talk. So I pulled that thing out. I go, "I need to talk to you, brother. I'm gonna pull this out." And you know, he gagged a little bit, but then he goes, "Oh, Compa," he goes, "Thank you, Compa." He goes, I go, "What's going on?" He goes, they say, I'm going to die. Die of what? He goes, I got cancer. I go, no, we came here because Jesus said you're going to live. You're going to live. And so I said, compa, I know you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but I need you to pray. I need you to repent. Listen, we did some wild things, and you've seen my life now over the last almost 7 months. I go, let me pray with you. So we led him into the sinner's prayer, and he was, tears were just weeping down. They were just coming down the sides of it. And I thought, you know, that the prayer was what had an effect on him. But he meant that prayer. He meant that prayer. And so I go, compa, we have to leave. So I had to put that thing back in. Open up. I had to put that thing back in. Now, we hugged him. We hugged him. I go, compa, we're going to keep in touch, compa. So we left. About an hour later, his wife, Rita, came in with the doctor and said, all right, Jose, we have to take some more x-rays because Saturday we're going to cut out that big piece that's in your stomach that's tied to your intestine. And so they took him down to x-ray, and they took 5 shots. We're going to need to take 5 more. They put another 5 up. Oh, wait a minute. Let's look at the ones that we did take weeks ago. So they put those up, and they saw the big cancer there. So then they did another 5. They put 15 up there. And they go, we can't operate on him. I go, there's no cancer there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, listen, listen. 10 days went by. He went from drinking liquid to baby food. And 30 days, he was gaining his weight back. He was eating regular food. And the doctor said, this is a medical miracle. He goes, we're going to send you home. And so they sent him home, right? So he was there for about another 20 days. And then we saw him 7 o'clock in the morning. Jose's pulling up. He had his little Ford truck. He's pulling up in the parking lot. I go, Sal, look at Jose. He's coming with his lunch pail. You know, just happy as can be. And he comes running to me. He comes running to me. You ever seen that commercial where two people are running together like this? He came running to me. He goes, compa, I want to know more about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so right away, I was attending North Park Apostolic Church. I called one of the deacons. I go, can you prepare to baptize a good friend of mine? So 4 o'clock came around. He got in my car. I drove him up there. Man, he got baptized. And when he was coming out of the water, the Holy Ghost fell on him. And he was like, yeah. I go, I know I'm not putting down that hose again. Listen, he was totally transformed from that moment on, right? I was living in Paradise Hills in a 2-car garage. I didn't know, I wasn't married yet to Sister Yolanda. And we didn't have ID caller back then. So if the phone rang, you picked it up. And didn't know who it was, right? So phone rang, picked it up. It was about 9 o'clock at night. This is like maybe 20-something days that went by. Picked it up. And I go, hello? I want to talk to Fee. I go, who's this? This is Rita. This is Jose's wife. I go, and then all of a sudden was, wow, 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 wow. And I was putting the phone further away from my ear. She was cursing me out. She goes, how dare you take my husband to your church? Don't you know we're Catholic? Don't you know? You disrespected me. And wah, 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 wah. And I had to go, wah, 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 bye-bye. The next day, Jose goes, hey, compa. He goes, I'm sorry. Rita just don't understand. I go, listen, here's the key. Do not beat her on the head with the Bible. You love her to death. Show now the love of God. Show the love that you never once had.
That's right.
And you start praying for her. 30 days went by. I'll make it quick because I got to finish up here. 30 days went by, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and the phone rings. Oh, man, I wonder if it's Rita. I picked up the phone. Hello? Fee, don't hang up. It's Rita. Oh, man, I was about ready to just bam, right? She goes, please don't hang up. She goes, I'm calling to apologize. I go, okay, what's going on, Rita? She goes, these last 30 days, I've never seen Jose like he is today. She goes, I always wanted to marry a man that would spend time with me, that would spend time with my children, that would do the dishes and throw out the trash. And he's doing all these things that I thought when I first married him he would do. She goes, whatever he has, I want it. He was a witness before her. And so I go, you too can have that by faith. I go, won't you come visit us? Come visit us. So we had a night service, Sunday night. It was an evening service. And they both roll in, and we had a testimony service first, and she was the last one standing in the back. And so I forgot what minister said. And you back there, go ahead and share. She goes, my name is Rita Lopez. I'm here with Jose, my husband, and Brother Fee. And I want what he has, and I want to be baptized too. Yes. Right when the preaching stopped, she ran down to the altar, and she gave her heart to Christ. She went up to the baptismal room. She came down. Before she stepped in the water, the Holy Ghost fell on her. And that was 30 years ago. And they're still walking. They're still walking with Christ. So let's get back to the word. I had to share that. Why? Because he's our healer. Can I get amen? Amen. Jesus is our healer. That's right. And God will do the miraculous if you just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will what? Direct your path. Praise God. Let's go quickly now. I'm sorry for the delay here. Matthew 4:20. Look at it. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and what? Healing all manner of sicknesses and manner of disease amongst the people. Has he stopped?
No.
I just had to share that with you. God is still in the healing business. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, also, Jesus, our shepherd, leads us in the path of what? Righteousness. Praise God. Look at this. Jesus is Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness. Aren't you so blessed to know that we are righteous through Christ?
Yes.
Let's look at this. In Jeremiah 23:5-6, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. This was a prophesied thing about Jesus to come. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now, this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord, what? Our righteousness. Praise God. Now, it's mentioned in the New Testament. See, the Old Testament and New Testament go like a glove. Can I get amen? Look at what Paul wrote to the Roman church. But the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and all who believe, for there is no difference. Can I get amen?
Amen.
See, God just didn't come to save the Jews. He came to save us Gentiles too. Can I get amen? Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, God is omnipresent, and he's the eternal spirit. Can I get amen? He always has been universally present, and he shall be throughout eternity, always in the midst of his people. As the good shepherd, the Lord will never forsake his people. Whenever danger comes to them, he is faithful to fight their battles and to protect them from all destruction. Praise God. And so, saints, Jesus promised his disciples that he would never leave them nor forsake them. Let me ask you this. Has he ever left you?
No.
Has he ever forsaken you?
No.
Well, look what it says in the Word of God. The shepherd is always what? Present. Praise God. Jesus, Shammah, the Lord is there. Say that with me. Jesus, Shammah, the Lord is there. Praise God. And look what it says in Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. You see, we need to have a fragrance of the Lord. Speaking of good things now. Can I get amen? Blessing one another. Not cursing one another. Come on. I hope you're not cursing your dog at home when you get home. You kick your dog. And you curse your dog. Or are you cursing one another? Let your conversation, what? Be without covetousness. And be content with such things you have. For he has said, I will what? Never leave you, nor forsake you. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed that Jesus will always be in the midst of his people? Listen, Jesus blesses us in the midst of trials. I hope you know that. Jose was in a trial. The brother I shared with you, he was in a trial. It was life or death. But God blessed him. Can I get amen? And so saints, today, trials only make us stronger. Why? Because we learn to lean on God. Through each trial and test, our faith grows stronger as we rely on the one to deliver.
That's right.
The one that will deliver us from our affliction. Our most difficult hours are often crowned with glory of God's deliverance and strength. And so praise God. Praise God. We're almost through. We're almost done. The shepherd will fight our battles.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed that he fights your battles?
Yes.
Especially against the fiery darts of the devil, because you can't see them come with your natural eye. Praise God. That's why Jesus is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Praise God. The Lord was their banner, and he's our banner today. And throughout Israel's history, the descendants of Amalek rose to destroy Israel. Did you know that they still have enemies today?
Yes.
That's right. Keep your eyes on Iran. Keep your eyes on Iran. That's right. Amalek, a descendant of Esau, was the ancestor of the wicked Haman, who plotted the destructions of the Jews, and the sinister King Herod, who tried to destroy the infant Jesus after the visitation of the wise men. There's always the enemy trying to destroy the things of God. But I love what Scripture says. Look at this. What shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Can I get an amen? Is he with us? Is he with you?
Yes.
That's right. Look at what it says in Isaiah. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit, notice the capital S, that means Holy Spirit of the Lord, shall lift up a standard against him. Praise God. Praise God. God fights our battles. I hope you know that.
Yes.
He fights our battles. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So saints, human wisdom and might are no match for the devil and his imps. That's what they are. They're little imps. That's right. You can step on their neck. I hope you know that. But the power that works within us through the Holy Spirit can accomplish more than we can ever imagine. And through faith in the name of Jesus Christ, every demon must flee. Why? Because our strength lies not within ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is why this scripture is so real to me. I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. How many believe that you need Jesus? How many believe that you need his strength every day? That's right. Oh, that's right. Why? Because the devil don't play fair. You see, the battle is not ours, it's but the Lord. And we're going to close with this. We're going to close with, he's the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. Can I get amen? He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. This is what I understand. There's some denominations that are well-intended. But they hire pastors. They hire ministers that never was raised up with the flock. It's like, okay, well, my job is done now, so they're gone for 2 years, and here comes another one. It's like, I don't get that. I believe in the old school way. God will raise you up.
That's right.
And he'll raise you up with the people that you will raise up through the power of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Because you can hire anybody. And they're just like a hireling. They don't care. But one who has surrendered their life and has said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. The hireling flees because he's a hireling and does not care about the sheep. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. Listen, when God saved you, we became his. Can I get an amen? And so look at verse 17. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Praise God. Let me ask you this. How many believe that Jesus is coming again?
Amen.
Everything that we just read this morning, everything that we heard, the testimony, the names of God, his attributes.
Yes.
It's all disclosed to you and I because he loves us. And he wants the best for your life. He wants to work out those issues of your life.
Yes.
That's right. Some of you are praying for family members to be saved.
Oh, yes.
And you're probably, oh God, when? When, God? Oh, when? God is saying, hey, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. For Hosea, it happened quickly. You know why? Because that guy was a tyrant. And when she saw the love of God in this in that man, she had to have what he has been given to him. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. Listen, many of us have friends and family members that you've invited to church, you invited to a Bible study, and they'll say, yeah, I'll see you there. And they never show up. And we get that. We're not to be mad, but let me just say this. The only Jesus they're ever going to see is your life. Just continue to live the life before them, and they will come. They will come. That's right. They will want what you have because it's a free gift from God. It's the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God that now lives inside us. And so I know outside, I think it's a clear blue sky outside. But let me just say this. When Jesus comes back again, he's coming back in the clouds. The same way he left. He left and was taken up in a cloud. He's coming back again in the same like manner. And so I can't wait. I can't wait. Why? Because it says right here in the Word of God, Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, and he said it best. I truly believe, my friends, that Jesus is coming soon. He's coming sooner than we think. That's right. When things right now around the world are getting darker, we, the children of God, we're getting brighter. That's right. The love of God that's in us, we're getting brighter and brighter. Can I get amen? And we're getting to that point where I can sense his return. It's coming. And he's coming for us. He's coming for his bride. It says, but I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Look at this in verse 15. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself, say that with me, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Listen, we're going to be reunited with our loved ones that have died already. See, their physical body's in the grave, but God's going to raise them up first. And we're going to do this. Wow, look at them. And then boom, here we come. It says it right here. Then we... say that with me. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. You see, they're going to go first, and then we're going to go with them in the clouds. That's right. to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. No, oh wait, did I write that down wrong? No, comfort one another. Comfort one another. These should be comforting words. Can I get amen? How many are comforted to know that Jesus cares so much for us that he's coming for us?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And guess what he's going to do? He's going to give us a brand new body.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see mine. I'm already having visions of mine. I'm going to be 60 pounds lighter and I'll have my locks again. Oh, that was back when I was 15. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. They're gone. But he's going to give us a new body. Look at what it says right here. He says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. There it goes. We're going to be changed. We're not going to have this body anymore. Look at this. I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, the twinkling of an eye is faster than the speed of light. Speed of light travels 186,000 miles per second. It's quicker than that. It's like instantly we're out of here. That's right. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. How many believe God's word?
Amen.
You're here because you believe God's word. Well, you better believe he's going to change us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. Praise God. Now listen, I believe most of us in this room, he's coming for and he's going to change us. But for those who are logged in right now, YouTube, Facebook, maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus. Maybe you've never surrendered your life. And I want to look at you right now. I believe God wants to bless you. God wants to save you. God wants to fill you with his spirit. And then he's coming back for you. But you have to be ready. What do you mean being ready? Have a heart of repentance, being washed in the blood of the Lamb by the Lord Jesus Christ, being filled with his spirit, and then God will come and change us and give us that new body. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, if you're not ready, don't let this happen to you.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming. I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
Ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to save us from this world that this world is dying. Everything on this earth dies. It has a certain time frame, then it has to die. Even our lives, our pets, our trees. Everything dies on this earth. God has to renovate it so that we can live forever with him. And God promised he would do that for us. If you only trust and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the key scriptures that I found is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 through 39. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, right now, each and every one of you that are listening can receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Our church family here at Amazing Grace wants to pray with you if you're watching right now. Just come to Him in a heart of repentance. Ask God to come into your life. Ask God to save you. Ask God to forgive you. I don't care what you've done. You could have done some horrendous things, but God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. And so if you're listening right now, cry out to God. And I want to lead you into a sinner's prayer right now. God wants to do the miraculous right now. And so, bow your heart and your head with me, and we're all going to pray with you. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a shout of praise. Come on. Come on. Give Him glory in the house. Come on. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.